Welcome to our daily Real Dream Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today's Gospel recounts the Transfiguration on Mount Tabor. Mountains play a significant role in salvation history. God made his covenant with Israel on Mount Sinai, and Elijah triumphed over the false prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Likewise, mountains are central in the life of Jesus, from the Mount of Temptation to the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus chose the summit of Mount Tabor to reveal his divinity to Peter, James, and John, just as God revealed himself to Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu on Mount Sinai. But there's another reason for this location. It is a strategic vantage point. Mount Tabor overlooks the Valley of Armageddon, a historically significant crossroads where many of the world's greatest battles have taken place. The region of Israel or Palestine serves as a kind of land bridge connecting Europe, Asia, and Africa. Any empire seeking dominance over these continents had to secure control of this vital passage, specifically the Jezreel Valley in Israel, the valley also known as the Valley of Armageddon, where some of history's most decisive conflicts have been fought. Jesus brought his disciples there to the top of Mount Tabor, overlooking the Valley of Armageddon, to prepare them for the ultimate battle, not a military conflict, but his passion, death, and resurrection, which began on another mountain, the Mount of Olives, and was concluded on Mount Calvary, where he would defeat Satan, sin, and death. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. The book of Revelation sheds light on the meaning of the transfiguration. The book of Revelation is not primarily about a final world battle with earthly armies, but rather it's about Christ's definitive victory over Satan, sin, and death, a victory made present in the Mass and the sacraments. Revelation chapter 12 presents the cosmic struggle between Jesus and Satan. Chapter 14 introduces the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, setting the stage for this battle. In chapter 16, we see a parallel between King Josiah, Israel's last righteous king, and Jesus, the true king of the universe. Josiah, in his early 30s, cleansed the temple, celebrated a new Passover, and was then mortally wounded in a battle at Armageddon, pierced in the heart by archers. Likewise, Jesus was in his early 30s when he cleansed the temple, instituted the new Passover at the Last Supper, and he too was pierced in the heart by a Roman soldier's spear as he hung upon the cross, striking the ultimate blow to defeat Satan. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. The book of Revelation continues this parallel. In chapter 16, an angel proclaims, "It is done," echoing Christ's final words on the cross, "It is finished." Immediately, in the book of Revelation, an earthquake follows, just as one occurred at the death of Christ. John then describes how a soldier pierced the heart of Jesus, bringing forth blood and water, fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. They will look on him whom they have pierced and mourn for him as one mourns for an only child. Zechariah also foretells, "On that day, fountain shall be opened to cleanse them from sin and impurity." This fountain, the blood and water flowing from Christ's sacred heart, signifies the outpouring of divine life, the grace that flows from his heart into ours through baptism and the Eucharist. These sacraments are the means by which we are drawn into his victory, sharing in his triumph over sin and death. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Armageddon is not primarily a future battle at the end of time, but the decisive battle of Calvary, where Jesus, the Lamb, triumphed over Satan, the great red dragon. As St. Paul affirms in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, Christ disarmed the powers of darkness and triumphed over them. Yet this victory is not confined to the past. It is made present in the Mass and the sacraments. Each time we receive them, we are drawn into Christ's triumph over Satan, sin, and death. This is the astounding reality of the Mass. Though we continually fall and suffer defeat through sin, Christ makes his victory over Satan present again and again in the Eucharist. And in this way, he does not merely offer us a remembrance of his triumph, but actively extends it into our lives, overcoming the enemy within us anew. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Though Satan has been defeated, he still wages war against us. Jesus calls him a liar, an accuser, and a murderer, that he is a roaring lion seeking to devour souls. So we are not meant to face him alone. The victory of Jesus is not a distant event, but a living reality made present in the Mass and the sacraments. In baptism, Jesus comes to live in our soul. In reconciliation, his mercy heals us. And in the Eucharist, he strengthens us with his very life. Through these sacraments, we encounter Jesus. And his triumph remains active in us, overcoming the power of Satan and sin. So don't fight on your own. Let Christ fight for you. Go to him in these sacraments often, and he will give you his victory and his peace. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know, Our Lady has asked us to do two things: to pray the rosary every day and to pray with others. to form rosary groups. So I really want to invite everyone this Lent to answer the call of Our Lady to do these two things. Now, we have some really special Lenten meditations each day with the Rosary podcast. Plus, we will be praying the Rosary live each night at 7 p.m. Central Time on our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. And then, secondly, if you'd like to join a Rosary group, or if you need helpful tips to start your own Rosary group, or maybe the people in your life, they're just not interested in the Rosary or even Jesus yet, we even have strategies to help you. And we can give you personal help. All you have to do is click Lent 2025, the link below, Lent 2025, and Nick will give you personal help to take your next right step this Lent. Well, Teresa, you've been to Mount Tabor. You've stood on that platform next to the big church there and looked out over the Valley of Armageddon. What were your thoughts as you...
That's a very pointed question.
Well, not what were your thoughts then at that moment, but what were your thoughts during this meditation?
I think it's always just a pure amazement for how perfectly everything fits together. And that's the beauty of going through the Old Testament and putting everything into context, because you just realize that this has been set up for a lifetime. And I think, I mean, we talk about it so often, but we feel like this is just, our lives are just sort of random, and our place in everything is very random, and history has just sort of happened. But time and time again, we're proven wrong. That all of this is the greatest story ever told, and this is part of it. And that place still exists, and that story is still going.
Yeah, that's very well said.
But what were your thoughts on this? Because I feel like that's such a vague thing to say, but it's hard to, how do you build a resolution out of this? Or maybe that's too pointed a question.
No, there is definitely a resolution here. First thing that I was thinking about was the first time that I stood there on the top of Mount Tabor, looking over the Valley of Armageddon, not knowing this connection at all, mm-hmm. not even knowing what the valley was.
Yeah.
And having my good friend Jack say, okay, right over there is the ancient city of Megiddo. And I said, well, I can't see it. And he said, no, of course you can't see it because it's gone. All that's left is the hill of dirt covering over the ancient city.
I bet he had to say that a lot with his job.
Yeah. And so we call that a tell. Mm-hmm. And so that's the tell of Megiddo. And then he said, and this is the valley of Megiddo. It's the valley of Armageddon. I said, wait a minute, what is it? He said, this is the Valley of Armageddon. And then he proceeded to go from about 1500 BC, century by century, through every major battle that was fought in this valley, right at the foot of Mount Tabor. Things like Joshua defeating the Canaanites, or Alexander the Great defeating the Persians, mm-hmm. right at the foot of Mount Tabor, or that the great Jewish revolt against Rome started right there in 66 AD, or that the Crusaders had their decisive victory in this valley and then were defeated by Saladin in that same valley. All the way up to the fact that Napoleon defeated the Ottomans in that valley, and one of the most decisive battles in the Middle Eastern theater during World War I was fought in that valley where General Allenby defeated the Ottoman Empire, leading to their final retreat from that region right then and there. And I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, talk about good at your job, though. And it's crazy to be in a spot like that, because I don't think we're used to history and we're not used to it being real. But when you're standing there and know that people have... This is something that's so real that people have given their lives for it.
And to think that Jesus brought Peter, James, and John to that spot overlooking that valley to prepare them to be with him in the battle. In the Garden of Gethsemane and at the cross. Mm-hmm. But they didn't stick with Jesus. They fell asleep in the garden and then abandoned him. Only John came back to the cross. So I guess my resolution is that when I'm thinking of two things. When life gets crazy, we have to remember that even though we abandon Jesus, he never abandons us. When our life gets crazy, he's always with us, and he always brings the victory. And all we need to do is just turn back to him with a prayer. This is the power of prayer. It puts us in immediate contact with the victorious King. All we have to do is turn back to him in prayer. That simple.
Gotta listen to your commander.
Yeah. Who's always with us. So my resolution is, at any moment today where life gets a little crazy or confusing, or I'm tempted in sin or even fall into sin, just immediately turn back to Christ. Yeah. That's it. He's with us. We're not alone. And this astonishing reality that victory is made present in the Mass. And something I didn't mention here that I should have was that in every Mass, our sins are forgiven. Our venial sins are forgiven in every Mass. So the victory is truly applied
in us.
In us during the Mass. Because think about this. The Mass starts with an acknowledgement of our sin and a reception of forgiveness.
Yeah, that's a triumph over sin.
A triumph over sin. And then his blood, his precious blood, is poured out into the chalice. But his precious blood can't be poured out and received without forgiving sins, remitting sins. So the Mass is the place of the triumph. All we have to do is go to Mass. Now, for grave sins, especially mortal sins, we have to go to confession. Venial sins are conquered in the Mass. Well, I talk too much, but thanks for the conversation. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.